Democrats had a unified message all week long about sequestration. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid at a Capitol Hill press conference.
We're seeking to provide the American people with a balanced approach. Again, that's what the American people want.
Democrats say the sequester is bad. They want to replace it with a mix of spending cuts and tax increases through closing loopholes. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Republican message seemed less focused.
Listen to congressional Republicans this week, and at times it was hard to tell whether they thought the sequester was a good thing or a bad thing, whether they thought it should happen or not, whether it would be painful or just a tiny trim.
Listen, it is the president's sequester. It was his team that insisted upon it.
This is House Speaker John Boehner at a press conference Thursday.
I didn't like it any more than anybody else liked it.
And this is Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio the day before at an event called Conversations with Conservatives.
The sequester should happen. That's going to happen in 2 days. That is good. First significant savings for the American taxpayer in a long, long time. Since I've been here, 6 years. First time we've actually saved the taxpayer some real money. That's going to happen.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in a floor speech.
Remember, we're only talking about cutting 2 to 3% of the budget. Any business owner or middle-class parent will tell you it's completely ridiculous to think Washington can't find a better way to cut 2 or 3% of the federal budget at a time when we're $16 trillion in debt.
It sounds like a contradiction, but they're all taking different approaches to more or less the same point. Here it is. The sequester wasn't Republicans' idea, but they like the $1.2 trillion in cuts over 10 years that it brings. They just don't like the across-the-board nature of the cuts, so they'd be open to making them more flexible or smarter, and also they'd like even more cuts in the future. It doesn't fit on a bumper sticker. Add to the message muddle pro-defense Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham, so concerned about the cuts to military spending in the sequester, they weren't interested in towing the party line.
I think the top-line number's the problem. No matter how flexible you are, I think it cuts too much over time out of defense. I believe our commanders that the cumulative effect of sequestration is bad for defense.
Graham was one of 9 Republicans who broke with their party and voted against a sequester alternative that would have given the president more flexibility in making cuts. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Buck McKeon, even went so far yesterday as to say if there were an effort to fully repeal the sequester, when it came to defense cuts, he'd support it.
$500 billion cuts out of our national security. And we're talking about readiness, and now we're starting to talk about lives. Yeah, if that's the only option.
Though he says there's no chance of repeal now. A few weeks earlier, he was so disgusted with his colleagues' willingness to cut the military, he invoked a party hero.
I think Reagan would turn over in his grave. The party of defense.
It reflects a divide in the party between old-school pro-defense Republicans and those who have more libertarian leanings, who favor small government in all areas of government. Jeff Flake is a Republican senator from Arizona who has long said he'd take the sequester over many of the alternatives.
When you compare that to a postponement or to neuter some of these cuts, take the sequester. You bet. So I'm one saying, hey, if we can't get dollar-for-dollar cuts elsewhere, significant cuts, then go forward with the sequester.
Of course, message discipline isn't everything. Democrats didn't get anything they publicly claimed to want. The sequester is in effect, with no clear path to fix it, and definitely no path to more revenue. And depending on which Republican you're talking to, they got exactly what they wanted. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.